Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yud Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, 3-4 lines up from the wide lines, the two dots, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. So says the Gemara, the first, we're beginning to darshan the Psukim, the Megillah, so the first Pasuk, or the discuss, or even the first word, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, Amar Rabbi Levi Vitem Rabbi Yonasan, that Davar Zem Mesairos Biyadenu Me'anshe Knesset HaGadayla, we have a Mesaira from the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla, that Kol Makom Shenemer Vayhi, Eina Ela Loshen Tzar. Anytime it says in Tanakh a word Vayhi, it's going to be followed by some sort of Tzar. For example, our pasuk Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh and have a Haman. That's when we had the Gzeira of Haman. And then the Gemara just gives several other examples. Vayhi Bimei Shvayt HaShafetim, it says at the beginning of Rus, and have a Rav. There was a famine. Vayhi Kehechel Adam L'Rav, right by the Mabel. Vayar Hashem Ki Rabba Ra'asa Adam. Hashem saw that everyone was doing evil. Vayhi Benasa Mikadem by Migdal Bavel, and the pasuk says have a Nivne Lanuir. Let's go build the city. Vayhi Bimei Amrafel Asa Milchama. That was right by the Milchama of the four kings and the five kings. Vayhi Biyos Yeshua Biyirichai V'char Vayishufa Biyadai. We had that on Gimel and Aleph, the story with the Malach who wanted who was giving Yeshua Musar that he was Mevatel from Talmud Torah. Vayhi Hashem is Yeshua. Right by Yerichai, and the pasuk says, "Vayimalu bnei Yisrael," and Achan took from the spoils. Vayhi ish echem in haramisayim. Okano was vayhi, and it says, "Kiem keschana ahev." Hashem sagar rachma that he loved Chana, but Hashem closed her womb. She wasn't able to have children. Vayhi kizakein Shmuel v'lehalchu bana b'drachav. His children didn't follow his ways. Vayhi David chod rachav maska v'Hashem imai. Vayhi, and then the pasuk says, Vayhi Shaul Oyein as David, that Shaul was chasing around David, and he gave him a lot of tzaras. Vayhi Ki Yashav HaMelech BeBeisai, referring to Shlomo HaMelech Bezman the Beis HaMikdash, and it says Rak or David HaMelech that and the pasuk says Rak Ata LeSivne HaBayis, that David HaMelech is told you're not going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, all these psukim Vayhi is associated with tzar. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv Vayhi B'Yoy Mashmini. It says by the eighth day of the Miluim, the Lashon of Vayhi, and still. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Aisa Yoyim, Aisa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bei Shemayim V'aretz. It was a tremendous Simcha to Hashem, like the day that the world was created. How do we know? Ksev Hacha, it says over here, Vayhi B'yoyim Hashmini, Uksev Hasam, Vayhi Yoyim Echad, Vayhi Erev Vayibuk, Yoyim Echad, similar type of Lashon. So you see, Vayhi is not being associated with Tzar. Says the Gemara, yeah, but there was Tzar there also, because Ashachiv Nadav Aviu. Nadav and Aviu were Niftar, so it was also associated with Tzar. Ask the Gemara, but we have many Psukim that say Vayhi, and it's not associated with Tzar. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Bishmainim Shana, Varba Me'ayishana, and that's when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Kasher Ra Yaakov Vesrachel, and there was nothing bad that happened there. Vaksiv, Vayer Vayboki Yoimechot, that was by creation, surely not a bad thing. Vayhi Kasheni, and Vayikashlishi, Vayikatuva, there's many psukim that Vayhi is not associated with Tsar. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi and Achanami, Kol Vayhi Ikahachi Vikahachi. When you just have the word Vayhi, sometimes it's associated with Tsar, and sometimes it's not. Vayhi bimei einai elo lashein Tsar. But when you have a lashon of Vayhi bimei, so that's dafka associated with Tsar. And Chamisha Vayhi bimei havu. There were five times, three of them we already mentioned. Vayhi bimei achashverosh, Vayhi bimei shvayt hashefetim, Vayhi bimei amrafel. So those are all bad things. Those are all Vayhi that's associated with Tsar. And then there's two more. There's Vayhi bimei achaz, right before a Milchama, and Vayhi bimei yoyakim, right before Galus, Galus yoyakim. So that's also associated with Tsar. Amr Blevi, Davar Zem Meseris Biadenu Avaisenu. The following we also have B'Meseira, that Amitz V'Amatzia Achim Havu, that Amitz and Amatzia were brothers. Maika Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Why is it necessary to know that? Says the Gemara, Ki Ador of Shmuel, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Kala Shitznua Beis Hamia, any Kala, any woman that's acts with sneas, even when she's by her in-laws, and it's very easy to feel extra comfortable. Zaycha v'yaitzin mimena malachim u'neviyim. So her zchus is that she's zaycha, that from her is going to come kings and neviyim, which we said kings could also mean tamid chachamim, mamalki rabbanan. Minalan, where do we know this? Mitamar, dechziv, as the pasuk says, v'yireh Yehuda v'yachshiveh l'zayna ki chissa paneha. It says that Yehuda sees Tamar on the street, and he assumed that she was a zayna. Why? Because her face was covered. Ask the Gemara, Gemara, Mishom the kissa panea of Yachshevel Zaina, because she was covered up. That's why he thought that she was a Zaina. Alamishom the kissa panea the Beis Chamia. The question is why didn't Yehuda know what Tamar looked like? The answer, that's what the pasuk's coming to explain, is because she covered her face. Not now, because she covered her face before. When she used to go to Yehuda's house, her face was covered. She acted with tremendous sneeze, and therefore Yehuda didn't know what she looked like. So when he saw her on the street, and whatever it was, he thought she was a Zaina, he didn't realize that it was his own daughter-in-law. V'lehava yadala, he didn't know what she looked like, and because of this sneeze that she had, zachsa v'yatsu mimenu malachim u'neviim. So she's taka zeiche, and David the Melech comes from her, and she was zeiche both to kings and neviim. So malachim mi David. Now we know that kings come from David the Melech, so that makes sense. But neviim, where do you see that she was zeiche to have neviim? And on that, says the Gemara, da'am Rabbi Levi, that meseres bi'adenim aviseinu, that amitz v'amatzia achim hayu, that once you know that amitz v'amatzia were brothers, so then you see that from David came kings and neviim. Because uksiv, the pasuk says, chazon yishayohu ben amitz. Because amatz, we know, was a king. He was one of the kings of Yehuda. So he was from David HaMelech. And if Amitz was his brother, so that means Amitz was also from Yehuda, was also from David HaMelech. And if Amitz was from David HaMelech, when the pasuk says that Yeshio was ben Amitz, and Yeshio was a Navi, Chazon Yeshayahu, so Yeshayahu was from Amitz, and Amitz was from David, so you see David had both kings and Neviim. V'am Rabbi Levi, davar zem misteris bi'adinim aviseinu, that makam aroin enai minamida. That aron kodesh did not take up any space in the kodesh hakodashim. Tani nami hachli, we have a braisa that says like this as well, that aron sh'asa moisha yeshli eser amais al l'chol ruach. It was a box that was eser amais by eser amais. Uksiv in the pasuk says regarding the dimensions of the kodesh hakodashim, the pasuk says ulufnei hadvir eser amo irich, that it was 10 amais long. It was 20 amais long. Uksiv in the pasuk says by the Aron Kodesh, it says that Kanafa Kruv Echad Esra Amis, Kanafa Kruv Echad Esra Amis, that the Kruvim, there was two Kruvim, and each one was Esra Amis. So that itself should have filled up the whole 20 Amis. So Aron Gufa Yehichi Havakai, so where exactly did the Aron rest? Allah Shemami Noah B'nais Hayoimid, it didn't take up any space, it stood there B'nais. Rabbi Yonasan Pasuk LaPischa Lahai Parshasa Mehacha says the Gemara that when Rabbi Yonasan used to open up his shir on Megillas Esther, so he would say the following Hagdama based off of a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'kamti Aleihem, Hashem says, I'm going to take revenge against Bavel, V'ichrati LeBavel Shem U'Sha'ar V'nin V'nechad U'Me Hashem. And I'm going to take away from them their Shem, Sha'ar, Nin, V'nechad. Shem Zeh Ksav, it refers to their writing. Sha'ar Zeh Lashon, refers to their language. Nin Zeh Malchus, refers to their Malchus, that their Malchus is going to be Batul, V'neched Zuvashni, who was a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Pasuk LaPisuk Lai Parshas Sameacha, he opened up his shir on Megillas Esther from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tachas HaNatzot Siyala V'Reish, Tachas HaSirpad Yala Hadas. So what does the Pasuk mean? What it means is Tachas HaNatzot refers to Tachas Haman HaRasha. Natzot is a reference to Haman HaRasha. Natzot is a Lashon of Avodah Zarah, and so that's a reference to Haman Sha'asa Atzma Avodah Zarah, who made himself into an Avodah Zarah. Now, how do you know that Natzot is a Lashon of Avodah Zarah? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Uvechol HaNatzutzim Uvechol HaNahalulim. And that Pasuk is describing Avodah Zarah. So you see, Natzot is a Lashon of Avodah Zarah. So in place of Haman, Yale Bereish. Instead, says Hashem, I'm going to put Bereish. Bereish is a Mordechai. That's a reference to Mordechai. Shenikra Reish L'chol HaBesamim. He's called the Reish of all the spices. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says by the Shem and the Mishcha, Va'at Kach L'chol HaBesamim Reish, Mar Duror. You should take Mar Duror. V'mitzagarminon Mari Dachya. Mar Duror in Unkelus is translated as Mari Dachya, which is Mordechai. Tachas Asirpa, Tachas refers to Tachas Vashti Harisha, refers to on, instead of Vashti Harasha, Bas Benoish Nebuchadnezzar Harasha, Shesara Ferfidas Beis Hashem, and so she's called Tachas Asirpad because she's the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar Harasha, who burnt the Beis HaMikdash. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, included in that was the Kapiras, and the Chsivit says about the Kapiras, it says Rafidasai Zahav. It's described as Rafidasai, so Sirpad is a Lashon reminding us of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a reference to Vashti, whose grandfather destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and in her place, Yala Hadas. Hadas will take her place, Zu Esther Atzadekes, Shanikres Hadasa. That's a reference to Esther, who's also called Hadassah. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayi Ayimein Es Hadassah, that Mordechai raised Hadassah. V'haya l'Hashem l'Shem. The pasuk says it will be for Hashem as a name. Zumikur Megillah. That refers to Mikur Megillah. Persume Nisa. And la'ayis oilam. Well, you car race. It's never going to go away. Elu yimei Purim. That's a reference to Purim. Seemingly the Gemara is saying that Purim will never be batal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pasuk la'pischal ay parshas sameacha. He opened up from the following pasuk, "Va'yi kasher sasa Hashem aleichem mahitiv eschem." The pasuk says in the Teichacha in Parashas Kisavoy, it says that just like Hashem was happy to do good to you, ken yasis lahara eschem, so too He'll rejoice to do bad to you. Says the Gemara, "Michadi Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'mefalten shel rishaim." Is that really true? Hakadosh Baruch Hu rejoices when a rasha gets punished. Va'aksiv, the pasuk says, "Betzeis lufnei acholutz va'im remaydu l'Hashem kilo ilam chastay." When they went out to war against Amun. So it doesn't say Haydu Hashem ki toiv ki lo'ilam chastai. It just says ki lo'ilam chastai. V'am Rabbi Yochanan mipnei ma'aloi nemar ki toiv b'hidazu. Why is ki toiv left out? Lefi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'mefalton shel rishaim. Because Hashem does not rejoice when a rasha gets punished. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. And also, we see this from that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that ma'i d'chsev, what's the meaning of that which it says by Kriyas Yamtsev, le'karav zel zeh kula alayla, that bikshu malachi asharis le'mer shira. The malachim, by Kriyas Yamtsev, they wanted to sing. And Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ma'isa yadai toivim bayam, v'atam oimrim shira. My children, my handiwork, they're dying, they're drowning in the sea, and you want to sing? This is not an appropriate time to sing. So you see, Hashem is not sameach when a rasha gets punished. So what's the pshat in the pasuk by the Teichacha? So rather, says the Gemara, Amr Belazar, who einaisas avalacherim mesis. He himself doesn't rejoice, but he'll cause others to be happy. Videkanami, and you see that from the pasuk in the Teichacha itself. The pasuk says kein yasis. It says that just like Hashem was happy, He'll make others happy. Yasis is a lashon of making others happy. V'leik siv yasus, that He Himself will be happy. So you see, Shema Mina, that einachanami, He won't be happy, but He causes others to be happy when bad things happen to the rasha. And that's a reference to the Purim story, that when Klal Yisrael was deserving of Misa, so Haman and his mishpacha, so they rejoiced, they were happy. Hashem caused it that they would be happy when there would be Mefalton Shel Rishon. Rav Abu Bar Kahana, pasuk l'pisuk l'ay parshas sameacha, he opened up from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, l'adam shetayv l'fanav, to a person who's good to in front of Hashem, so nasan chachma b'das v'simcha, zem Mordechai HaTzadik. It's referring to Mordechai HaTzadik. Hashem gave him chachma. And to the Rasha, Hashem gives him a desire to gather and to amass lots of wealth. Zehaman, that's referring to Haman. And the pasuk says that why does Hashem do this? To eventually give that wealth to the one who is good in front of Hashem. Zeh Mordechai v'Esther. The pasuk says that they ultimately got all of Haman's wealth. The pasuk says, V'tasan Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. That Esther gave Mordechai all of Haman's wealth. Rabbi Bar Eifram pasuk l'pischalai parshas sameacha. The pasuk says, "V'samti kisei be'elam v'avati misham melech v'sarim." So I'll put my throne in Elam, a reference to Shushan, and I will destroy from there melech v'sarim. Melech zuvashti v'sarim zeh Haman v'aseres banav. It's a reference to Haman and his 10 sons. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak pasuk l'pischalai parshas sameacha. The pasuk says, "Ki avadim anachnu u'bavduseinu le'azvanu elokeinu." That we were slaves, but Hashem didn't forsake us. V'yad aleinu chesed l'fnei melechei Paras, and he did for us chesed in front of the Malchei Paras. A Masai, that's referring to Bizman Haman during the times of Haman. And last one, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Pasuk Apiskalai Parshasa Mehacha. The Pasuk says, Yerkafta Enosh L'Reishenu Banu Ve'eshu V'mayim, that Hashem was there for us and He saved us even when we went into the Eshu Mayim. Be'esh B'mei Nevuchadnezzar, that's referring to Bizman Nevuchadnezzar HaRasha, where they're referring to the Maisa of Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, that they went into the fire. V'mayim, that's referring to B'mei Paroi, that there was a Gzeira, that all the Yiddish children would get thrown into the water, and Hashem saved us. And then the pasuk says, "Etaytzienu l'revaya." That's referring to Bimei Haman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to our salvation. And more specifically, revaya is a lashon of drinking, a reference to the Suda of Achashverosh, where at that Suda itself, Hashem, He planned, already started our salvation. He had Vashti killed, setting the stage for Esther to come in. So that's a reference to this time that Hashem was there for us, and He was "Etaytzienu l'revaya."